The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 317-239-1009.
Rumor has it some people are upset, Alex, because of how a TV show had an ending the other night. Or I guess kind of what happened. What's wrong here?
Modern Family hyped up that one of their major characters was going to die this season, which I believe is the last season of the show.
Okay.
They were saying, oh my gosh, wait till you see, it's so sad, everybody's devastated, all this. I won't say, even though it already aired, our boss says I have a tendency to give spoilers on the air.
Oh, you do.
No,
I don't. You do spoil stuff sometimes.
I do not spoil. If it's already aired, it's already aired. That's not a spoiler.
If I did not see the episode and you do not tell me that it happened,
well, technically,
you are spoiling it for me.
A show can be out for 10 years and people still haven't seen it, so whatever.
Oh.
So I won't say it
okay. So
that our boss doesn't get mad, but somebody died on Modern Family last night, and it was a very minor character. Like, most people were tweeting, they were furious because they're like, I didn't even know who this was, barely. Like, so people were very upset. They felt gypped that, you know, this person died on the show and they thought it was going to be like one of the main characters. And so then it got me thinking, like, what were the most disappointing TV moments or endings for you of all time? Because there's so many of them. I know for me, Gossip Girl, the ending of that show, I mean, just, you might as well saw my arms off with a butter knife. I can't. It was so disappointing. That's one of my favorite shows of all time. But who Gossip Girl ended up being, which I won't give a spoiler, even though the show aired 100 years ago.
No, I feel like, and I could be wrong, how long ago was it? Like, legit? Like, 5 years?
No, longer than that. Like,
okay.
Like, 10. But I
spoiler
won't.
Alert.
No, I won't. It's
okay.
Fine. But I'm just saying, like, who Gossip Girl ended up being, I was just not happy with it. I thought it was stupid. And I didn't think it was believable if you watch that show. So that was, for me, my biggest TV disappointment of all time.
317-239-1009. Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. Spoiler alert, everybody. I don't know what Sarah's going to say, but Sarah, what is it for you?
It's the Lost season ending.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, actually, you know what? Lost has been a while. I'm throwing it out there. Spoiler alert, we're about to ruin Lost for everybody. What actually happened? Because I never really watched Lost. I know that it was unbelievable because there was a fat guy like me and he never lost weight from what I saw. So Lost had me lost. What happened?
Basically, at the ending, they made it so the very beginning, when the plane crashed, everybody died. So the whole show was pointless.
It was the worst.
Wait, this is like Sixth Sense. Spoiler alert. Okay. Wow. So now I don't have to go see Lost.
See how disappointing it is? You, like, you can see it. You can hear it in your voice.
I'm sad. Yes.
I know.
And I didn't even waste time watching it.
Sarah,
wow.
That's a solid disappointment.
What did you want to have happen then, Sarah? Do you have a different outcome you would have preferred?
No, I didn't really have a different outcome. I was just expecting better because it was one of my favorite TV shows. Like, I highly recommend watching it anyway because it's really good. It's just you'll be very disappointed by the ending.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for calling in this morning. 317-239-1009. I bet some people will call in with this one, Alex. Do you know what it is right now as I'm playing the song? What show I'm so upset by the ending of?
No. Journey? I'm confused.
This song was the last song played in it, and then, like, it fades to black because you don't know what's going to happen. It's The Sopranos.
I've never seen The Sopranos.
It is so dated now, just by looking at stuff like the cell phones, they have the technology. But when it was on HBO, it was awesome. I never watched it, but I steal it from one of my family friends because I have their HBO Go login. It's absolutely incredible. I like it. But I don't know if that's your kind of a thing.
No.
But it goes in there, and Tony Soprano, the father in The Sopranos, the main character guy, they sit down in this little diner, and he puts, like, money in there, and it, like, to play the music at the, like, at the little booth area, and he puts on this song. So, and it goes, the whole song keeps on going, and it's
so,
like,
it's just kind of anticlimactic.
Well, no, it goes right here to the end. And spoiler alert, there's these guys come in, these other mobsters, and they got guns on them and
they
stuff.
They kill them?
We don't know if he gets killed or shot.
What?
We don't know what happened.
See, I've never seen this show, and I'm furious. That is
like
a travesty right there.
It goes like right here. I think I have it. Hold on. But they have it where it says, it's like, don't stop. I think I have it like right here, because it'll come up and it just fades to black. And it just stopped and went to black.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, did they shoot Tony Soprano and the family or not?
Wow.
I got goosebumps right now. That's anger and everything. 317-239-1009. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Haley.
Hey, Haley. What TV show you're like, are you kidding me, had just a terrible ending to you? Disappointing.
True Blood.
Now, True Blood, isn't that detective stuff, or am I thinking something else?
The vampire one.
Vampire one. What happened? Did the garlic not work?
No. Actually, the way the ending happened was that the girl had to kill the main character, and it was just not expected, and it was just pointless.
Yeah.
That's tough stuff right there. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, what TV show? You're like, that's disappointing.
Scrubs season 9.
Scrubs.
Yeah,
because like all the main characters were pretty much gone when the show ends, and like none of your favorite characters are even there, right?
Yep. Season 8 was the end. There's no arguing with that.
No, exactly. And that's the worst. It's like, why ruin a good brand, a good thing I've been following? Just please do me a favor and end it at a good time. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
My name is Jesse.
Hey, Jesse, what TV show left you disappointed when it wrapped up?
Pretty Little Liars.
Ugh, I hated that show. Because you know why? It's the poor man's Gossip Girl. Doesn't hold a candle.
Why is it the poor man's?
I hated that show, but I invested a lot of my teenage years into it, so I had to finish it.
And because the whole A fiasco is what had people riled up. It was like everyone was A and it was stupid, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I moved on with her. Oh. See, she's disappointed in how that phone call ended.
Yes, she is.
That is not what she expected. Can we put this up somewhere, maybe on Facebook or on Twitter?
It's on Twitter.
On Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what TV show just left you. Man, well, that's kind of disappointing.